Blog Talk Radio.
Lounge. This is your host, Tanisha, and I am just glad that you guys decided to drop in on today and check out the show. And I want to always encourage you, uplift you, and motivate you with music of inspiration. I hope you had an awesome day today. If you hadn't, just, you know, shake that off and just know, you know what? It's almost quitting time. If you hadn't already got off, if you've already gotten off work, go ahead and just relax and get in the groove with the music that I'm going to share with you on today. My job is just to help you unwind, relax, and just get to the evening and the rest of your day. I always like to give you guys a word of inspiration, and my word of inspiration for today is no matter what you're going through, you have to just keep focused and always look for the great things that's in your life. You always have to just give thanks about everything you have. Somebody else may be going through something in their life, and it may be worse than your situation. So we always look at our own situation and take our lives for granted. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to get into the music zone. And so the first song we're going to hear is called I Want You, and it's by Kasha.
Haven't told you about it.
listening to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and you're listening to Faces of Success Radio. Later on in the show, coming up, we're going to have the segment with Dr. Farmer. It's called Ask Dr. Farmer, and that's where we have emails that come in from listeners who may have questions, comments, or need some advice. Dr. Farmer is a licensed counselor and developmental coach, and he offers developmental coaching counseling sessions over the phone as well as in his office. So I always like to make sure I have some tools of inspiration to help you guys. Also, we have a wonderful guest. It's going to be Bo Bostic, and he's going to be on our show today promoting his new CD album. It's called I Am Phoenix, and we're going to hear a couple of his songs. And so just make sure you continue to listen in. At this moment, we're going to go ahead and get back into the music zone, and we're going to hear Mariah Carey, and the song is Triumphant.
Turn up.
Word to my father, and the only way to make it to the top is you go and get it from the bottom. And I ain't never asking no handouts, you won't carry me no Mariah. These haters love when I was dead broke, but they mad at me. I'm on fire and I'm gon' burn, and they ain't gon' learn. I remember they said that it ain't my turn, but I ain't confirmed. Then the tables turn, just look at me now, tell them hold me down, but I ain't gon' stop, cause I'm gon' climb to the mountain top, to the mountain top.
Flashing cameras as I pose, throwing big money as she dances on the pole. Lime green Lamborghini dances in the road. License still suspended, no, I never stop for toes. Born slick talker, twice a week shopper. Blow a 100 racks, she don't know a Foot Locker. Red bottom boss house, biggest Baltimore. With a blonde bombshell, trying to bond with your boy in a James Bond Beamer, chrome wheel, two-seater. Smoking like Pimp C, spoken like a trill nigga. On a cloudy day, baby, I can make it rain. Rubber band, 50 grand, bet it brighten up your day. Came from humble beginnings, then was Hummers and Benzes. Now it's hundreds of millions, this is only the beginning. A dawn, a diva, the bomb, achiever, the one, believer, the game gets deeper.
Thank you. Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and we are ready for our segment with Ask Dr. Farmer. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Farmer in on the line. That way we can go ahead and talk about the email that we had received on this week. Dr. Farmer, he's a licensed therapist as well as developmental coach. He's a counselor, and his information is, if you would like to email him, you can email him at jamesfarmer@att.net. That's jamesfarmer@att.net. You can also look him up at the Java Group. Also, he's on Facebook as well. Hello, Dr. Farmer. How are you doing? Hello?
Tanisha, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Dr. Farmer. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Well, I want you to go ahead once again. I just introduced you, but you can go ahead and speak to the listeners and tell them who you are and about you as well.
Okay. My name is James Farmer. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I'm a licensed therapist, and along with that I do developmental coaching, which is a combination of life coaching and executive coaching. I do Christian counseling, and I do a lot of training in coaching and just communications and so forth. And so it's just a delight for me to be on the show this evening with Tanisha.
Okay. Well, Dr. Farmer, we did have an email, and so I wanted you to go ahead and discuss the email with the listeners and then also give your professional ideas and evaluations of how that particular person should handle the question and comment in the email.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Were you going to share it, or did you want me to share the email?
Yeah, I wanted you to share the email.
Oh, sorry. Okay, the email we received was a listener wrote in, and they wanted to find out if they are looking for a particular job, should they just pick any particular job just to take care of their family, or should they, you know, be able to have time to find something? So that was the first question. Okay, Dr. Farmer, we can't hear you on the line.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Well, we just lost communication there again. I'm so sorry, listeners, we're having technical difficulties. Dr. Farmer, are you still on the line? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, but we couldn't a few minutes ago. Go ahead. Yeah, we can't hear you. We're having very bad reception and connection. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back with Dr. Farmer in just a few minutes.
Dearly beloved, if this love only exists in my dreams, don't wake me up.
Too much light in this window, don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar, inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. wasn't finished dreaming. About to left. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Yeah. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and we are back on
the line. It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
We are back on the line with Dr. Farmer, so I'm going to go ahead and get ready to bring him in, and hold on 1 second. Like I said earlier, we're going to also have a special guest. Which
it's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
He will be in on the line at 7 p.m. So let me go ahead and bring Dr. Farmer in. Once again, I had given you guys an email. James Farmer's email is james.farmer@att.net. So once again, that's james.farmer@att.net. If you would like to write in with questions, comments, or if you have anything that you wanted Dr. Farmer to help with, he is a licensed therapist, developmental coach, as well as a counselor. He is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but he does do over-the-phone counseling sessions as well. So I encourage you guys to contact Dr. Farmer. Okay, Dr. Farmer, we have you back on the line. We're going to go ahead and discuss the email that we had gotten this past week. And the email was talking about a guy. He wanted to know if he was trying to get a particular job and he, you know, couldn't get one. And he was saying that should you take any job that you can until you find the job it is that you want to do just to take care of yourself as well as your family? Hello, Dr. Farmer? Hello? Dr. Farmer, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I can't hear you say something.
Yeah, I'm talking. Haven't moved.
Okay, there you go. I can hear you now. Say something again.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry that we're having technical problems. Can you hear me? I'm in the same spot. Have not moved. Can
okay,
you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, I hope nothing goes wrong. We got this all worked out. I've been in those shoes before where, you know, I wanted a job that was equivalent to my ability and that kind of job went around. There was a lot of jobs I didn't want to stoop down and do. But, you know, to answer that question, yes, you take any kind of job that you possibly can take, but you do it with the right attitude. You know, you do it with the right attitude. There used to be old adage that goes something like this: if you're going to be a broom sweeper, be the best broom sweeper in town. If you're going to be the best garbage collector or cash register worker, be the best in town. That attitude is so important. So I would say to the person that wrote or emailed that it is so important. It doesn't matter what kind of work you do. Just put in 100% and take care of your family. Work, you know, work is good for the soul. I think the Bible says a man who doesn't work doesn't eat. So when you work, you are role modeling, in my opinion, you're role modeling to your children that whole work ethic. You're teaching them that one has to work to make a living. When I was a young kid, my father used to work at the ice house, and I remember he would come in and say, oh, it was cold, you know, all night working there. But I learned something by watching him work there. He provided for us. He allowed for the lights to be on and for us to have a good time, great Christmases and so forth. So work is good. It doesn't matter what kind of job it is, just as long as it's work and it pays you for your labor is what I want to say to that person. Another thing I want to add is that any kind of employment, any kind of job will build character, self-discipline. It'll even enhance your self-esteem and a desire to accomplish a particular task and be paid for it. So there's so much that goes into just a job, no matter what that job is. When you work a job and then you can establish that work ethic, I believe, goes into your belief system, and then from your belief system it goes into your worldview of how you see work. One of the first questions I'll ask a young teenager that comes to my office, I'll say, do you do your chores? And if that person has a attitude problem about doing chores, that tells me that he or she probably will have problems in the world of work. So it is so important to just do any and whatever you can to feed your family. And then if you just keep holding on, the kind of job you want will come along. You know, I'm thinking back now when I worked all those jobs, and I didn't know it was going to lead to anything, but I was a caddy. I worked as a painting houses, raking leaves out of yards, what they call lawn boy, you know, just all kind of things I needed to do just to get a few dollars in my pocket so I could feel responsible and I didn't have to go ask anybody for anything. So, again, I will say to that person that asked that question that it is so important that you have the right attitude, the right motivation, and you go for it. Don't value judge the job. Just go and do it. And you do it until you can move on to the kind of work that you want. That's probably the best way I can respond to that, Tanisha.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you said that because, like you said, most people just think just a job, but you gave a lot of tips to tell you why it would benefit you, which is, one, you said it builds character, builds self-esteem, self-discipline. Those are the things that we start missing when we aren't working or why we are looking for the job, because those things starts working against your self-esteem, your self-worth, and your character, because you're looking for the job and you start feeling like, well, maybe I'm a failure. I can't find a job. But like you said, if you just pick something and do it with your best ability and put your best foot forward, then, you know, the one that you want will come to you. So I think that was great, and I'm glad you said that. Also, like I said, guys, you can email Dr. Farmer at james.farmer@att.net. He would love to be able to assist you and counsel you. He has a great counseling session where he can offer you guys. I know right now he has a lot of great specials going on as well as discounts. So once again, you can contact him at james.farmer@att.net. Leave your contact information as well as a brief description of what type of counseling services you're needing, and that way he can get back with you. I want to thank you again, Dr. Farmer, for being on the show. We're going to have you back on next week, and we'll answer someone else's email. And so I just want to, like I said, thank you again for being a part of the show. Okay, be blessed. We're going to go ahead and get back into the R&B Music Lounge, and we're going to hear a song called All I Do Is Think of You by Troop.
Yo, what's up, baby? What you looking outside? Come here.
Hold up, R. Kelly. I am not one of your groupies. I know you didn't even try to play me like
that. Wait a minute. Why are you going off like that? I just want to make you feel.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Some love, but I know it's true. Yeah. I don't have many friends, but I got you.
Oh.
You're listening to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. Coming up, we have a special guest, which is Bo Bostic, and he will be promoting his new promotion and CD, which is I Am Phoenix.
Your satisfaction, I am guaranteed. She in your reaction, girl, that matters to me. Whatever you want me to do, girl, I'll do. Let me give you love while we make the sound that lovers do. Your body's so perfect to me. I'm gonna take you there, nice and slow, while we make the sound of hello.
Be singing a song about this. But it actually ain't so bad.
Listen, say I want it all, so I got it all, and I kept it all, and I lost it all. Say I was the smooth brother, say I was the cool lover, but I had to stop. You see what meant more? Oh,
Take a six train, was a button out of the station. And there was no way I wasn't gonna make it loving you. Say, I know the pain, I've seen the rain, and I held your hand through a bright day. Say, I was the hard mender. Say, I was far from a pretend love, but I was moving on, and you soon discover that. Sick of this train was a pulling out of the station, and there was no way I wasn't gonna make that say. Say all I could say was oh, 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 forget it.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and we have an awesome, phenomenal guest on the line, and I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself to you guys.
Tell him again. Awesome, phenomenal artist. Tell him again.
We have an awesome, awesome, phenomenal guest, and he's going to go ahead and introduce himself to you listening.
What's up, people? This is Bo Bostic, the MR Colonel, the Phoenix, the one-man gang. Bo is cool, too. I like Bo. What's up, everybody?
Well, I want to thank you for being a part of the show on today. I saw you have an amazing project right now, and I wanted you to share that with our listeners. So that's why I asked you to be a guest on the show on today.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Tanisha. You know, it took us a little time. We had that little misunderstanding, but we made it work. And I'm here now.
Yes, we did.
Before we get too far into it, what I'm trying to do is I'm on my Twitter right now, and I'm trying to tweak out where everyone should log in to listen. I'm on Blog Talk Top, Faces of Success Radio. When I land here, is there something that the fans should be going to listen right now?
Yes, I believe that they when they go to facesofsuccessradio.com, there is a link where it says FM 101 or 101 FM. You'll click that and you should see TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
I gotcha.
Okay, well, I want you to go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and the project that you're working on as well.
Old Bostic from Brooklyn, New York. I'm a hip-hop artist with feeling. That's how I describe myself. I put my heart into it. The project, my second album is called I Am Phoenix. It's out everywhere you buy music now, iTunes, Amazon, or anywhere you buy music. Now, on this album, I believe there's something from everybody. If anyone has heard my first album, then they know I deliver a wide range of music from underground club to world records like We Hear You, Love Music, to even some of the hardcore stuff. And I think this album is no different. Naturally, it's better than the first. This is good. This is really good. You need this. It's going to change your religion. You need this in your life.
Okay. And I want you to go ahead and give them the website also where they can find you as well as find out more about you and your music.
My home site is bobostic.com. That's where you will go to find everything from the Twitter, the Instagram, to where you buy the music. Bobostic.com is my home site, and that's where you will go to connect with me via email or anything. B-E-A-U, be like boy, B-E-A-U-B-O-S-T-I-C.com, bobostic.com. That's where you go. And cop that I Am Phoenix. You need three. You need one for the car, you need one for the house, and one to keep in plastic because it's a classic. There we go.
Well, I like that. Well, I encourage you listeners to go out there and support Bo. He has an amazing app project out. I listen to it. I love it. You're going to hear it coming up on the show. And I'm going to go ahead and start the interview and ask Bo a few questions. I wanted to know, when did you know you had a passion for music?
That's a good question. I would say, you know, since I was a little guy, I was always writing. I was going through a lot in life, and I was just writing, like, in a journal. So I never actually wanted to rap originally. And then maybe 2009, 2011, I moved that writing from just being in a room by myself in a journal and on stage just by chance at a random open mic. And I realized that speaking how I felt out loud was much more therapeutic than just writing it in my journal. At that point, like 2010, 2011-ish, I felt the like this uncontrollable urge to be heard. I just wanted to say how I felt. And it made me feel better. So as of right now, I wouldn't say that hip-hop or rap needs me as much as I need hip-hop or rap. I need it in my life. It makes me feel better. So I'm probably going to do this forever. I'm not sure when it came, but around that time, I realized this is what I wanted to do. This is what I needed to do for me.
Okay. And so if there's a listener out there and they're at that particular point where they're writing music and they're wanting to be heard, I guess share from your own experience what your tool of inspiration on how they should go about doing that right now.
If they wanted to do that's always been a difficult question for me because the artists that I've run into, their goals are different than mine. My goal I'm accomplishing right now, I'm actually sitting with Chris Wallace of A Virtues, and we're going over our new partnership of how to create videos. He's doing what makes him happy. I'm doing what makes me happy. When I talk to artists, they're trying to get money. they're trying to get fame. They're trying to, and I don't really relate to that, so it's hard for me to give them advice on how to do something that I don't want to do. But for the artists out there that feel the same way I feel, I would say get a day job to pay your bills. Don't do this for the money, because then when the money doesn't come, you feel cheated or disappointed. Get a job to pay your bills and do this because you love to do it. If the money comes, it's a bonus, you know, because you are. But along the way, if you do this for 30, 40 years and the money doesn't come, you're happy because you spent your life doing what you love to do anyway. And that's more me than the other artists who say, you know, I'm about the money. So my advice is strictly for a small portion of artists out there.
That actually was well said, because like you said, a lot of artists I find today, like you said, they are looking for the fame, looking for the money, when if you do it for the right reason, which is because it's a passion and it's something you love to do, like you said, it won't make you feel like you missed something or you were cheated. So that was very well said. So listeners, like you said, get a day job. That's exactly what you should do. That's what we had a guest on the line earlier, Dr. Farmer, and he said it is best that you have a job, you know, to support you, because the job gives you different tools, you know, as far as self-esteem, self-worth, your character. And he also stated that in the Bible it says if you don't work, you don't eat. So I do feel that. That was well said. The next question I was going to ask you is, who was your music inspiration growing up and why?
You hit me today, Tanisha. my inspirations don't really come from music, but everyone. When I'm in music, everyone brings up LL Cool J's name, and I don't deny that he has been an influence on me, but everyone, anyone who's famous, Cool G Rap, you know, DMX, Jay-Z, some of the artists put their heart into it, the Tupacs, the DMXs, and I attach myself more to those passionate individuals than the artists who the subject matter is more about fashion or materialistic things. So they definitely influenced me much heavier than anyone else, but that's about 20%. About 80% of my influences don't come from music. If you listen to my music, it's all life stuff. It's all life stuff. It's never what's going on in hip-hop right now. It's never the latest Gucci or Louis Vuitton I have. It's always some subject matter, whether it be thank you to my father or we hear you about the world, or even the vent. When I'm in the vent, some of the lyrics you'll hear is say, I've been down with Sprint since 2002. Over a couple of hours, they're acting like I'm new. You know, they wanted to cut my cell phone off because I lost my job. The influences in my music come from things other than rappers or hip-hop.
Okay, and speaking of the vent, we're going to go ahead and talk about that. So I wanted you to share with the listeners how you came up with that project and what's the inspiration behind it as well.
The vent is a snapshot, and I believe that in more albums to come, I would like to, after every album, have the vent 2, the vent 3, the vent 4. The vent is a snapshot of where I am at that moment in life. So it's a time capsule. I'll always be able to look back at the vent, whether it be the vent 2 or the vent 3, and realize where I was at that point, at that moment in my life. It's a way for me to open the door and let listeners into where I am personally.
Okay. Well, we're about to go ahead and hear your song, The Vent, so I want you to go ahead and introduce it to the listeners, and then we'll hear it.
Party people of the world, Bobastic, check out The Vent, man. This is me talking. This is not the one-man gang, the Phoenix. This is Bobastic talking to you. is getting out of real me. Here comes the fan.
Lava pit, riding with no music, thinking about the homies locked up and going through it. Wars in the street, the stripes I earn, jewels that I caught, lessons I learned. Every day's a struggle, but I'm making it through. The light bill coming, the rent due. I've been down with Sprint since 2002. Over a couple dollars, they acting like I'm new. Got people when I was up, they never needed a cent. The hard times came, they treated me like Sprint. One man gang, I mean pardon my tone, but the Audi seats five and I'm riding alone. The women ain't loyal, the dudes is fake. My pop's getting old and I'm living out of state. I took this time out to give y'all the real me. When Silk bring the hook in, just try to feel me. Everybody knows that I speak from the heart. My soul in the bed. I speak without fear. I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on. Special kind of dude to go and get it alone. In the ride, on the road, getting it on his own. I'm trying not to slack. I'm too focused to crack. So I'm out here trying to keep my budget in the black. Sticking to my morals, won't abandon my principles. Aligned properly, I'm damn near invincible. Fixed the relationship with me and my mom. On the phone for hours, making up for lost time. Past few years, wish I could explain it. Work I put in, the tears I tasted. The ups and the downs, the valleys and peaks. People see me online and think that it's all sweet. Family see the fame and call me up tripping. I won't say their name because I know they listening. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on. Everybody knows that I speak from the heart. I put my spirit in the paper, my soul in the pen. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on. 2010, Jones got me through my tears. 2011, the album drops, I'm here. All through the tri-state, doing my thing. Got the whole hood talking about one man gang. 2012, I thought I would get it popping. I signed to a label that I ended up dropping. From the hook, we'd pop, so I had to do it. Cause what I won't ever let him do is fuck with the music. Me and Pyro Tracks, we worked like crazy. My project went flat, I cried like a baby. In the kitchen with my sister, tears in my eyes. I wanted to quit rap, but somehow I rise. 2013, the album's in the oven. I started doing movies. The book is coming. I took this time out to give y'all the real me. I speak from the heart. I'm just hoping y'all feel me. Everybody knows that I speak from the heart. I put my spirit in the paper, my soul in the pen. I speak without fear. I put my life in the song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. You are listening to Bo Bostic, and the song was entitled The Vent. That is an amazing, amazing track. You guys need to go out there. You need to go to BoBostic.com. You can also, like he said, you can download the music as well. I want you to go ahead and tell them where they can get your music as well.
BoBostic.com, iTunes, iHeart, MySpace Music, Xbox, Amazon. There's over, you know, U.S. and internationally, there's over 150 sites that you can download my music. Normally, people go to iTunes and they're more comfortable with what they know already. That is one of the ways you can get my music.
Okay. Well, back to getting in the interview, I wanted to ask, what do you want your legacy to be?
Legacy, wow. I haven't thought about it, really, to be honest. I haven't thought about it. When I'm dead and gone, I want I want them to say he spoke from the heart. When he was here, I was inspired. When I was around him, I felt his energy. I want them to say carpe diem. He lived his life, and he was passionate. He was a passionate person, 100% heart. If I had to pick one thing, I want them to say he was 100% heart. When he was sad, he cried. When he was angry, he bought up his fist and started swinging. When he felt love, he said he loved. He wasn't afraid to say he cared about something. He was 100% heart, the phoenix, all emotion, all fire. You know, I would like them to say this about me. Bo was crazy.
Right. Well, I ask that because when I listen to your music, it all has a meaning behind it. It's something. Like when I heard the song We Hear You, it has a message behind it. And so I figured your legacy would be exactly what you said, you know, all the things that are you. So I wanted to get into asking about the song We Hear You and how you came up with that as well.
We Hear You is just another side of me. I have a lot of sides of me. I was, I was inspired by Michael Jackson's We Are the World record. It's just, you sit back and you flick channels. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I have my days when I'm out drinking in the club. Don't get me wrong. And I'm partying and I'm living my life for that moment. But some days I sit back and I'm flicking. I don't even watch the news because it seems like nothing but bad news. And some days I flip the channels and I just want cancer, AIDS, diabetes. I want a world without this. You know, my mom is sick, and you know she has a disease. You know, I want it to go away. Racism, just so many things. You know, even the fact of war. The idea of solving your problems with guns and bullets or your fists, it just seems like so caveman style. You know, just that idea of having a reason for war and so on. You know, just some days I flick the channels and I just wanted to stop. That's where the song originated from. It was a feeling I had. It's a feeling I had at the moment. So, you know, I started writing.
Okay. Well, I want you to go ahead and introduce that song. We're going to go ahead and hear that in a few seconds.
This next song is called We Hear You. It touches on world views and how I feel about the world. Hope y'all like it. And this is something that I slept on. It turned out to be a bigger record than I thought it would be. But here goes. We Hear You.
Now, if I could be think you can keep on running out? My life, my life, my life. Why is it so hard for you to pick up the phone and call me? Put a little time in for me. Show us that you really care for me. Remember how you used to say that nothing comes before me. I know it was a lie because you put your boys before me. Promises, promises, made and broken. Still I keep holding on, thinking that you would notice that.
You got me waiting, you got me waiting. And I'm telling you everything you need to hear. Like, baby, come now. You got me waiting, but I can't keep waiting on you. Like, whatever, I will always be around. Guess you think that you're something like a P.I.M.P. You can hang in these streets and never be alright. Everything gets girl-like. If you don't choose to play by the rules, I'm sure there's somebody else out there who just would love to. Do me,
do me,
hold me,
hold me.
Go the extra mile like you did when you was trying to get to know me. Do me,
do me,
hold me,
hold me.
Treat me nice and show me all the things you forgot to show me. Cause you, when I'm telling you everything you need to hear, like,
baby, come now.
You got me waiting, but I can't keep waiting on you.
Acting like whatever,
I'll always
yeah,
be around.
Yeah,
just something like a P.I.M.P. And you can hang in these streets,
I know,
be all right.
And call out my name.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and we have an awesome, wonderful guest. His name is Bo Bostic, and I am so sorry for the technical difficulty we had with the song We Hear You. The song will be coming up later on in the show, just a few minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and finish the interview process with Bo. Bo, are you still here?
Absolutely. I got some time. So I don't know how much time you have before you got to kick me off your station, but I got some time.
No, we have a while. I want you once again to tell the listeners who you are for the listeners who just may have tuned in, also about your music project that you just brought out.
Bo Bostic, Brooklyn, New York, now living in Florida. The album is I Am Phoenix. Go get that. You need that. I Am Phoenix. BoBostic.com. You can go to Face of Success Radio and check out BoBostic.com. You could check. You could just type it in your URL. That's where the whole planet needs to be. Holla at me.
Okay. I highly encourage you guys to get out there, get this new joint. It is awesome, awesome, off the chain. We just heard the song. It was entitled The Vent. And The Vent is an amazing song, as well as he said we'll have extra songs. We'll hear The Vent 1, 2, 3. So I look forward to seeing all the many projects that you have to come. I wanted you to speak to that listener that's out there that may be wanting to venture out and try to do different types of music, because I know on your album you have something for everybody. And so that really, really touched me, because I was sitting there listening and I heard a lot of different views, a lot of different topics, a lot of different issues. And so just speak to that listener that may want to be creative and try that.
It's just, you know, it's not too much. It's not too much that needs to be said. Just follow your heart, you know. If you keep your heart in the right place, you're right. And like I was saying before, the people I'm speaking to is a small bit of individuals. You know, I don't know, you know, five guys that relate to what I'm talking about. You know, talking about your feelings and your heart and your passion, and being as open as I am, I don't know five guys like that. So, those small group of individuals, and honestly, you don't need much, you know. I go to open mics with two people and a mannequin, and a puppy, and I still put on a performance like I'm in Madison Square Garden. You know, I'm happy to be heard. I'm thankful that they're listening, you know. I have a new friend of mine from Florida, Brittany. She's texting me, telling me she's listening right now. You know, this type of thing right now makes me, you know, people are taking time out of their day. These are adults, you know, taking time out of their day to check me out. So I'm happy. I'm happy today. Faces of Success Radio. Yeah.
Well, I am just glad that you're on the show and just being able to hear about your project. I also, on my other page, radio page, I have a couple of your videos. And I just you just have a lot of different styles, a lot of different things. And so I just want to commend you and keep doing exactly what you're doing. I also saw you had an awesome photo shoot. And so it looked like you had a lot of fun doing that as well.
Yeah, I'm having fun right now with you. I have a few people texting me saying, you know, they want to try to get through, so I don't know, maybe they're just not pressing one. But no, I'm having fun right now with you. I got a positive spirit. You know, so anywhere I go, you're going to feel that, you know.
That's an awesome thing. Well, we finally got the song We Hear You uploaded, so I want you to go ahead and introduce that song one more time, and then we'll go ahead and listen to that song.
One more time. The first time was just practice. We were just testing y'all, see if y'all was listening. Me and Faces of Success Radio. This time is the real time. Get ready. We hear you. This is a special record to me. Hope y'all like it, man.
Change. But when you find it, you stay together.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
And we just heard Fantasia. And our special guest on the line is Bo Bostic. And I'm going to go ahead and let him give you guys his website information and all of his contact information and where you can get his new joint, which is I Am Phoenix. Bo, go ahead and speak to the listeners.
Hello, people. You can email me at bobostic@gmail.com. I was telling Tanisha offline that I'm currently looking for a manager or a team publicist. So if there's anybody with any opportunities, me and my man Chris were just talking about some public commercials or something like that, holler at me. Don't be afraid to holler at me. I got the Twitter, the Instagram, the bobostic.com. I got the app on my cell phone, so I'm always getting alerts. Just connect with me anywhere. And you can go get the album I Am Phoenix anywhere you download music, pretty much. It's on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, a bunch of other places that I'm not mentioning now. iHeartRadio. We're waiting for Pandora. Shout out to Pandora, man. We're waiting for Pandora to pick my album up. But you can go get the album anywhere. And I hope you enjoy this album, man. I put my heart into it.
Okay, and for the listeners that's out there who didn't get to an opportunity to hear Bo, tell your friends, your family to tune in. He will be on again next week on next Wednesday. He will be on. The show comes on at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then also his interview will be live at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So whatever your time zone is, just check that out. And it's at www.facesofsuccessradio, and the show is TJ's R&B Music Lounge. And so you can tune in. We're going to have his song, We Hear You. Also, we're going to hear some other songs from Bo, past and present. So just tune in. You're going to be tremendously, tremendously blessed by listening to it, Bo. Bo, I want to thank you again for being on the show on today.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Tanisha. You know, okay. We got a new connection now, so we're going to keep it going. And I thank you and Face of Success Radio for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you again on next week.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Peace, everybody. If you didn't get the call in, just hit me on the Facebook. I'll talk to you direct. BoBostic.com. I Am Phoenix. Peace.
Lava pit, riding with no music, thinking about the homies locked up and going through it. Wars in the street, the stripes I earned, jewels that I caught, lessons I learned. Every day's a struggle, but I'm making it through. The light bill coming, the rent due. I've been down with Sprint since 2002. Over a couple dollars, they acting like I'm new. Got people when I was up, they never needed a cent. The hard times came, they treated me like Sprint. One man gang, I mean pardon my tone, but the alley seats five and I'm riding alone. The women ain't loyal, the dudes is fake. My pop's getting old and I'm living out of state. I took this time out to give y'all the real me. When Silk bring the hook in, just try to feel me. Everybody knows that I speak from the heart. I put my spirit in the paper, my soul in the bed. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here, life goes on. Special kind of dude to go and get it alone. In the ride, on the road, getting it on his own. I'm trying not to slack, I'm too focused to crack. So I'm out here, trying to keep my budget in the black. Sticking to my morals, won't abandon my principles. Aligned properly, I'm damn near invincible. Fixed the relationship with me and my mom. On the phone for hours, making up for lost time. Past few years, wish I could explain it. Work I put in, the tears I tasted, the ups and the downs, the valleys and peaks. People see me online and think that it's all sweet. Family see the fame and call me up tripping. I won't say their name because I know they listening. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on.
everybody knows that I speak from the heart. I put my spirit in the paper, my soul in the pen. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on. 2010, Jones got me through my tears. 2011, the album drops, I'm here. All through the tri-state, doing my thing. Got the whole hood talking about one man gang. 2012, I thought I would get it popping. I signed to a label that I ended up dropping. From the hook, we're pop, so I had to do it. Cause what I won't ever let him do is fuck with the music. Me and Pyro Tracks, we work like crazy. My project went flat, I cried like a baby. In the kitchen with my sister, tears in my eyes. I wanted to quit rap, but somehow I rise. 2013, the album's in the oven. I started doing movies, the book is coming. I took this time out to give y'all the real me. I speak from the heart, I'm just hoping y'all feel me. Everybody knows that I speak from the heart. I put my spirit in the paper, my soul in the pen. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on.
TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
Go.
thank you for tuning in to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. Our special guest was Bo Bostic. Like he said, you can go to www.bobostic.com. I encourage you guys to go out and get his new project, I Am Phoenix. The song you heard tonight was The Vent, and We Hear You. Tune in again next week. Bo will be our special guest again. And so just make sure you tune in to your friends, family, that Bo will be on next week. Also, we have our segment, which is Dr. Farmer. It's Ask Dr. Farmer. You can send in your questions, comments, or emails at james.farmer@att.net. So thank you again for tuning in to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. We'll see you again on next week.
Time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Success Radio, your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.